Now, why would Jezebel come after somebody? When she don't really need that person. She has four or five that she manipulates. Why would she come by, why would she come after somebody who's free? Somebody who's in the spirit walk, walking in love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Why would Jezebel come after you? The devil in her has pushed her to come after you. Now, why would she do that? She can't control you. She can't win. You're not going to submit to Jezebel. You're not going to follow her. You're not going to believe her gaslighting. You're not going to believe her future faking. Why would she come after you? And a long time ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, however long it's been, can you remember? Let's see, it's been at least 11. I decoded this, let's see. So 11 and a half. I decoded this like 12 to 13 years ago. What did I decode? Well, if you look up the word possess, and you think about the word obsess, they're similar. So the devil can't possess a Christian, but the devil can try to get you to obsess over one, over a person. Over a person, place, or thing. Obsess over your house, or your clothes, or your job, or your... Obsess over something. And so Jezebel comes in. If she can't get, put you under guilt, shame, condemnation, if she can't get you to believe her lies and gaslighting, if she can't get you to submit to her as Queen Bee, follow me, if she can't get you to, if she can't destroy you, if she can't make you angry, if she can't make you, what are some of the other games she plays? If she can't make you jealous, if she can't get you to follow her on some kind of social media, you don't follow her or think about her. If she can't get you upset, depressed, sad, kill yourself, jump off a bridge, whatever. If she can't stop you, what's her next? What is the devil in her? What's the ultimate game? And she'll actually tell you early on. They'll say something like, they'll say some weird saying like, they tell you their game early on. They tell you what they're doing. They have to tell you. The devil has to tell you because I say he's a mocking spirit. So they'll say something like, what would they say? What did I hear this one time? The Jezebel will say, she'll say something like, Call me, but don't obsess over me. They'll tell you. The demon will speak through them. The demon will tell you the game before they start the game. And so when you obsess, you're not possessed, but you might as well be because you're putting them above God. And so that's idolatry, right? And so when you wake up to the game, you don't obsess over a person, place, or thing. And, you beat the devil. You beat the devil out of him. Because if you see through the game through that Jezebel has to run away and another one has to show up. So you beat the devil out of him and that devil jumps on another person. So you do beat the devil out of him. How do you beat the devil out of a person? And it's really, and if you know this person's got like a demon or a demon mindset or whatever, especially if they're in some kind of cult or ism, because the devil or the demons can take them captive at will. So how would you beat the devil out of somebody? The way that you would beat the devil out of somebody is just respond in the spirit. And if they keep on and on and on and they can't stop, block them. You're actually doing the best thing for them, because when you block them, And you might block them for 2 days, 7 days. You could say, look, if you're going to talk like that, I'm going to block you for 7 days. If you're going to act stupid and act like the devil, I'm going to block you. So you're actually beating the devil out of them by responding in the spirit. Bible is clear. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, archons, cosmocrators, the unseen realm. These people are controlled by a demon. And when you're around that person, because you're spirit-filled and you're a Bible believer, they have to persecute you, because Wiley Cody has to. So by you removing yourself and not playing the game, the devil won't jump on them. The devil actually jump. They don't even know they get taken over by the devil. You can actually see it in their eyes. When a narcissist is trying to lie to you, torment you, or whatever they do, you can actually see it in their eyes. It's like the devil takes them over. They love the evil. They speak the evil. They go back to their other self. Their nice little sweet old innocent self. And you say, well, what happened to the devil I just saw? And they say, what are you talking about? They don't even know they got demon possessed. That's sad. And so to beat the devil out of them, get away from them, put up boundaries, remove yourself if you can. If you can't, go into stoic mode. Become a stoic. It's really a trip, to be honest with you. They're not in love with you. They don't love you. If it's a romantic thing, they're not in love. If it's a friendship thing or a family thing, they don't love you as a human. They just love what kind of image they can, just because they're friend. They love the image that they get being calling you a friend. Yeah, he's got good character. He works hard. He's doing this. He's doing this. They're just using you as some kind of like, he's a Bible believer. They're just using, yeah. Let's say you date a woman and you find out she's not really born again. She only wants you around because she can tell other people that she wants to hang out with. Oh, he's a Bible believer. I'm if they can marry you, I'm married to a Christian, but they're not saved. You know, if they can get you married to them, it's just an image. It's always outward show image. It's always about their image. It's always about their image. People pleasing, outward show. It's always about their image. They don't just love you for who you are. They love you for the image that they think that you're going to give them. And that's sick. That's toxic. That's why you really don't have a normal conversation with them, because they don't really care about you. If you care about somebody, you're going to have a conversation. Hey, what'd you do today? How's this going? How's your job? How's your health? What's going on in that brain of yours? You got any new ideas, new thoughts? God's showing you anything? Been on vacation lately? Whatever, you know. Somebody's going to be talking to you normal, about normal stuff. But if they don't care about you, they're not going to talk about that kind of stuff, because they don't care. They don't care. They don't care what you're doing. If somebody in my world really knew me, I'm talking about in my 3D experience, if I had somebody around, let's say I was married, and she loved me, she would know that what makes me happy is working on the remodeling stuff a little bit at a time, no hurry, just doing a little bit here and there. She'd be saying, she'd probably say, what are you going to work on next week? Or what's your plan? She wouldn't be trying to browbeat me or tell me to do how to do something, because she knows I'm trying to do it God's way a little bit. I'm trying to do it with debt free. I'm getting free stuff as I go. I get free stuff. I work, save my money, go buy me a tub or go buy me something. I'm just doing it one step at a time. If she really loves you, she's not going to try to tell you how to do it, because you're just following God's lead. And she's just going to say, what are you doing this week? Well, I'm doing this. What? How are you going to? Now, she might be able to lead you with questions. And, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good idea. Thank you. Great. Great idea. I didn't think of that. Give me a hug, honey. That's why I married you. You're my best friend. You got some good ideas, you know. My point is, if somebody really cares, they're going to be interested in your hobbies or activities. They might not really like those hobbies or activities, but they're going to talk to you about it because they want, they see that you're happy. Just like with the man. She wants to buy some kind of rug or something. Yeah, I like that rug. That's what made you come up with that idea, you know? Normal conversation. But most people don't have normal conversation because they're not normal. They're abnormal. They're demon-possessed. It's all about me. And most people, they want you to do it their way. They want you to do it your way. In other words, they want you to do what you do their way. In other words, if you're like them, if you're them, you want everybody to do it your way. Do it my way. My way is the only right way. I worked my first job. I worked for this electrician. I was 18 or something. And I was working there one summer, and I said, I'm going to college. I'm going to be going to college. And when I said that, he kind of got, you could tell he was like jealous because he didn't go to college. College was a big thing back then. I said, I'm gonna work my way through college, and during the summer I'm gonna try to make some money. He said, you'll never make it. I thought, what? You talk about mean. That man was mean, but he had bitterness in there, and he wanted it his way. It had to be done exactly his way, even the way you walk back to the truck to get the wire nuts. Go down that ladder, go over there, do this. He couldn't even handle the fact that somebody might go down the ladder a different way than him. He didn't care about your safety. And I know he didn't care about your safety, because one time I was up on a truck. You know, he kind of, you know, after you work with somebody a while, even if they think they hate you, eventually you kind of have friendship there. He might be narcissistic or whatever, but you have a little bit of friendship. I knew he didn't care about me as a human, because I was up. He said, we got to change these ballasts out. I said, we don't have a lot. This is the best way to do it is if I pull the van up under the light, you stand on the van, and you can reach the ballast and change it. I said, okay. So somehow or another, he had access to the wires for the ballast, and it was like milliamps, right? And I was up on the truck putting a new ballast in, holding the metal sign to balance myself, and he took the wire and touched it on the metal at the pole down there, and it shocked me. I said, "What?" I said, "What in the world?" He said, "I knew it wouldn't hurt you because it's low voltage." I said, "Yeah, but I could have fell off the truck, man." He said, "I just wanted you to know what it felt like so that you won't touch it ever again, you know." He could have been telling the truth. He could have been lying. Who knows? Who cares? But I know what it feels like to get shocked. And if you ever do work around electricity, your muscles contract. So if you don't have any way to test the wire to see if there's voltage on it, do it with your back hand. In other words, hit the wire with your back hand, and it'll knock your hand off because your muscles contract, and your hand will pull back to your chest, you know. Don't touch it like you're going to grab it, because your hands will grab onto it and you won't be able to escape. I don't ever suggest touching, but sometimes it is what it is. You had, back in the day, we'd had to do what we had to do. And so, feeling that shock, I learned my lesson. And so feeling the shock of obsessing over a Jezebel and being in idolatry before God and getting his scourging and his spanking, you've learned not to do that anymore. You do not obsess over anybody ever, because that's idolatry. And if they're obsessing over you, say, don't obsess over me. Quit. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just living my life. I'm going to work and I'm going home. If you obsess over me, you're treating me like God. I'm not God. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. And quit obsessing. If you want to know what I'm doing, get in the car and ride with me. That's weird. That's the weird thing. You tell the Jezebel, quit playing these stupid games. If you really want to know what I'm doing, get in the car. Come up there and see what I'm doing. Ex-wife, where you at? I'm at the bookstore. No, you're not. Yeah, I am. Get in your car and come up here and sit down and read, find you a magazine while I'm reading this, what was it, Popular Science magazine. You can be reading you a pocketbook magazine or whatever you want, whatever you like, you know. Well, I'm not riding up there. Well, then quit. Then you either ride up here and sit up here with me and quit being stupid jealous, which you're really not. You're just playing mind games. That's all they know. They don't know anything else but these stupid mind games. That's their drama. That is their TV show. That's like a soap opera. They live in a soap. Their life has to be a soap opera. And when you quit responding, you quit playing the games, and you don't let them take away your peace and your joy and all that, and you focus on your career, your dream, your goal, whatever it is. When you really focus on your stuff, they lose their power. You don't, and you need to make sure you tell them. The narcissist, whoever it is, the narcissist wants you to worship them. Say, look, I don't worship you. I don't worship this place. I don't think about this place. When I punch the clock or I walk out the door, I don't think about this place. You're not on my mind. Now, if it's a woman that's real and not a Jezebel and you love her, you let her know you do think about her. But you don't obsess over anybody. Anyway, the devil takes them captive, and all they know is obsession. The reason they want you to obsess is because they're stuck in obsession, and they might even be demon-possessed. That's the sad part. They're probably demon-possessed, and so they are possessed. And if they're possessed, they want you to be obsessed because you're not possessed. That's the game. And you think I'm joking. This is real. Meditate on what I'm telling you. Try the spirits for like 30 days and remember everything I just said. Try it. Test it. See what happens. And it'll make total sense. You'll actually start to see demons in people. The words out of their mouth, is it Bible or is it demonic? Is it worldly wisdom? Is it the world, the flesh, and the pride of life? Who is pride? The devil's full of pride. Who are liars? The devil. Is everything out of their mouth future faking, lying, and gaslighting? Those are lies, yes. Who is that? That's the devil. Wisdom justified of her children. They're just like their daddy, the devil. You'll see that they're possessed by the spirit of the devil. Because that's their daddy. And when you cut them off, they have to go find somebody else. They can't just go home and be in peace and do their own thing, because they have to find somebody else to possess or get them to obsess. They're in obsession, so they have to try to make a copy and make you obsess. Do you understand? We're in a copy machine. Mother Earth is a copy machine. You either copy Jesus and you become an extraterrestrial, or you stay in the terrestrial mindset and you become a copy of the flesh creatures. The brute beast flesh creatures. There's two different kind of creatures. Spirit versus flesh.